It's the third year that we have this Satan named David. And Chazon, we say it with Siyah, which was the father of Chazon, and the vocal. So we have this
Beis HaMishte, we are here, everybody is sitting in the Mishte of Yeno Shel Toiro, and learning Toiro. It's a very big schus. It says in the Mishne, the beginning of the second Perek, Daf Yud Zayin. Kro al pe, kro targum, b'chol loshon lo yotzo. If the Megillah, he read the Megillah b'chol loshon lo yotzo. Aval korin oiso leloyazo izbelaz. So we have Yilchoy Yostir in the Mishnah. It says here, if he read the Megillah b'chol loshon lo yotzo. Aval korin oiso leloyazo izbelaz. So the Gemara right away in Daf Yudches. Gemara asks, Amres, kro b'chol loshon lo yotzo. How you could say Korinus Olias Belaz, but you just said that Kor Becholoshen Lo Yotzo. Rav Shmuel Damer Tarvayu Belaz Yevoni. The Megillah was written Belaz Yevoni. Eichedome. So the Gemara says Eichedome. Eile Midechtiv Ashuris. If the Megillah was written Ashuris, like our Megillah, the Korin Lo Yevonis, Ainu Alpe. If he didn't read the words straight from the Megillah, he translated the words, so that's considered Alpe. אמר רבך אמר רב לוזור שכסובו בלעז יבוניס. Okay, so we have here Megillah that was written in Yevonis, and he's reading Loshon Yevonis. So if it's written Loshon Yevonis, so here it says in the Mishne Koyri noisor eliyazo is belaz. Now it also comes out what it says in the Reish Ko b'chol loshon lo yotzo. That's Shar Lishoynis. Shar Lishoynis, we say Ko b'chol loshon lo yotzo. Mashe enken Loshon Yevonis, that's Korin Oisol Eliyaz is Belaz. That's the more now in the Ave Amine. So Lichoyre, Tzorich Bir Hinde Gemore. What it says in the Mishne, Kro B'chol Loshon Lo Yotzo. So we just said, when the Megillah is written, we should Loshon Yevonis. So Lichoyre, if we say Lo Yotzo, that means that the Megillah is not a Megillah. A Megillah, Shar Loshon, is not a Megillah. Only Megillah, either Loshon HaKodesh, that's a Shuris, or Yevonis. So if a Megillah that's written Shar Loshon, it's not a Megillah. So you hear why the Mishnah says here Kro al pe, it's a din in kriye. Okay, Kro b'chol loshon, it's also a din in kriye b'chol loshon. That whoever read the Megillah b'chol loshon is not yoytze. You hear the Mishnah could say Kro b'chol loshon, it's not because he read b'chol loshon, because it's not a Megillah. It's a Megillah psulo, and if it's a Megillah psulo, it may not be considered koyre b'al pe. Like the Gemara said even in the line before, it says in the Gemara, "Kro targum." Again, "Echadome ilay medichti betargum mekor letargum aynu alpe." In other words, "Mikra b'kor targum aynu alpe." Letzricha dechti betargum mekor letargum. If it's not a Megillah, so if it's a Megillah psulo, so it's kor alpe. What's the chisaron here? Kro b'chol loshon lo yotzo. Al kor the Gemara says it's not a chisaron of kor alpe, but if it's a Megillah psulo, so you hear he's bringing from a Megillah psulo, it's not a kriya. That's now in the Ave Amina and the Gemara. The Maaseh, the Gemara Vayter brings the Braises, whereas Meisve. Kro, Giftis, Ivris, Ilmis, Modis, Yevonis, Lo Yotzo. So the Gemara said as a stire. We just said that whoever reads Yevonis, Rav Shmuel, whoever reads Yevonis, is Yotze. And now it says in the Braise, Yevonis, Lo Yotzo. So Gemara answers, Oloidami, Elo, Leho. Giftis le giftim, ivris le ivrim, ilmis le ilmim, yevonis le yevonim yotzo. Dehainu, so it's totally. If loshin yevonis, if you're reading it to yevonim, and that's the language, mele is yotze. But if he's reading yevonis to giftim, it's not yotze. So when I ask Yoche, Rav Shmuel, amai muk meromat nisim belaz yevonis, luk me becholaz. So now comes out according to Gemara, there is no Maile in Loshon Yevonis. When you're in Loshon Yevonis, only if you understand. Yevonim, Yevonis, the Yevonim. So why Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel explained the Mishnah when it says Koirin Oisol Eliyazis Belaz Loshen Yevonis? Could be Loshen Modis. If Modis Le Modim, Yevonis Le Yevonim. So what's the Maile and what's the in Loshen Yevonis? The Gemara says, Maskolas the Gemara is like this. Ela Matnisi in Kibrais. I don't explain Rashi. What's the Pshat Matnisi Kibrais? When it says in the Reisha Kro Bechol Loshen Lo Yotzo means he read Yevonis to Modim. And he read the Giftis, he read it to Yevoni. And when it's not the Loshon, that's Pshat, Kro Bechol Loshon Lo Yotzo. When it says in the Sefer, Koirin Oysa L'Eliyazo Is Belaz, what's Pshat, L'Eliyaz Belaz? When it's the language, Yevonis to Yevonim, Giftis to Giftim, and the Chanami. So according to the Mishnah, there's no Maile of Loshon Yevonis. All the Loshon is Shovim, when Yevonis to Yevonim, Giftis to Giftim, is Yotzo. No, so what was the name of Rabbi Shmuel? Says the Gemara, "V'chitmar Rabbi Shmuel be'alme itmar." Rabbi Shmuel, "Dam et avayu la'az yevoni la'kol kosher." La'az yevoni is kosher also for Modim and for the whole world. So, frag the Gemara, "Raktone, it's against the Braise. Yevonis le'yevonim in likule almeloi." If the Braise brought yevonis le'yevonim, so the Braise, you do it in the Braise, only yevonis le'yevonim. And how Rabbi Shmuel, they could say that Yevoni is like koil kosher. Well, that is loy. Inu deomu karamachim gamliel. Ditnan, ramachim gamliel, loy mirav sforim litivu shikosu, elo Yevonis. According to Ramachim gamliel, you could write all the sforim, means if a toiro, vim ksuvim, bashtes Yevonis, loshen Yevonis. ולאם ראה לא הוקר רמת שוי מגמליאל? ים ראה לא הוקר רמת שוי מגמליאל והמיני הנמילה שאר ספורים, אבל מגילה דכתיב בו כחסובו, נכל שוי נדמור עושה איזה נפטס, אין אלוי, קומה אשפלון. And the Kompas, the Gemara explains like this. רבי שמואל, אין לך למה, it's against the Mishnah, and רבי שמואל hold like רמת שוי מגמליאל. We have a machlokes, and דף חסר מדבייז in the Mishnah, תנקם יחחום עם hold, that you could write Elo Shasforim Ein Main Sforim Netfilin Umezuzois Elo Shasforim Nichtovim Bechol Loshoyim O Tfilin Umezuzois Ein Nichtovim Elo Ashuris Akunit Rechachomim Sforim Nichtovim Bechol Loshoyim Tfilin Levim Ksuvim Kol Loshoyim Rav Shi Gamliel says Af Asforim Lo Yitivu Shikosvu Elo Biyevonis Rav Shi Gamliel holds you could write only in Loshim Yevonis So say Rav Shmuel Al Akunit Rav Shi Gamliel that he could write the Torah in Loshen Yevonis, so he could write also the Megillah in Loshen Yevonis. And so what's the pshat? If he could write the Megillah in Loshen Yevonis, Mimele, so it's a Megillah Kshero. And if it's a Megillah Kshero, you could read Loshen Yevonis for everybody. That's what it says here in the Gemara. So lechoyre, first of all, according to the Mishnah, how the Gemara explained now concerning the Mishnah, the Braises. So the first kasha that we start on the Gemara, it's not shver, because now it comes out that einichaname in every loshon the Megillah is ksheiro. Every loshon, a Megillah when you have a Megillah in giftis, it's a Megillah ksheiro. Why? Because Megillah giftis is ksheiro for gifting. If you have a Megillah modis, it's ksheiro for modim, right? So it's a Megillah. So now I understand that if it's a Megillah Ksheiro, so it's shaykh to say it's a chisoron in the Kriya. Koro, b'choloshoin, lo yotzo. The Gemara said, what's b'choloshoin lo yotzo? He read Modis to Yevonim, right? He read Megillah that it's written in Modis to Yevonim, lo yotzo. Why lo yotzo? Because it's not a chisoron in the Megillah. Megillah is Megillah Ksheiro. If it's a gift, it's kosher for gifting. But it's a din in the Kriya. And whoever read the Megillah and it's not his language, so it's not Yoytze. But the Choyre, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how they hold with the according to Rabbi Shim Gamliel. So what's the Maile, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the Maile of Rabbi Shim Gamliel more than Chachomim? Rabbi Shim Gamliel holds that you could write the Sefer Torah, you could write Tira Nevim Ksuvim, you could write in Loshen Yevonis. So we mele, if you could write Loshen Yevonis, so it's kosher even if you don't understand. No, so how Rabbi Shimon understood the Mishnah? If they're saying that, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's against the Mishnah. But when the Mishnah just said that Modis is kosher only for Modim, and Yevonis only the Yevonim. Tanikame, who's Cholik and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Chachomim. And they hold that he could write Sforim b'chol loshoim, right? According to Chachomim, he could write Sforim b'chol loshoim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says only Yevonis. So if we see that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you could write Yevonis, so it's kosher even if you don't understand Loshim Yevonis, so Nishma Mizeh, according to Chachomim, Nishma, that if it's kosher b'chol loshoim, it should be Yoytze even if you don't understand the Loshim. So how Rav Shimon understood the Mishnah? Another kasha, post the kasha. What's the meaning? What's the mile of Rav Shimon Gamliel modi chachomim? If according to chachomim, you could write b'chol loshoin, and after speaking, it says the mishnah not yoytze. So what's the mile of Rav Shimon Gamliel that he could write loshim yevonis, and therefore says Rav Shmuel, they say that yoytze even if you don't understand the language. Post the kasha. Now, another kasha here. That's basically the same kasha as before. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shmuel say that even if you're reading Yevonis and you don't understand Loshim Yevonis, Yoyt, Mashaken, Giftis the Giftim, Rav Shimon Gamliel is not Choylik on that. It's before Rosh Hashanah on the Ran. Rav Shimon Gamliel is Moide to the Braise at Giftis the Giftim is Yoyt. What Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to say, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel comes out, that Yevonis he could read also the Giftim and also the Modim. But Giftis the Giftim, Modis le Modim, I know every lotion to whoever speaks the language. Rav Shimon Gamliel is more than the Yoytze. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if Sforim, you could write the Sforim only Loshon Yevonis, so Bichlal comes out that a Megillah that's written in Loshon Giftis doesn't have a Chaladin Sefer. So it's a Megillah Psulo. So how it could be Yoytze, Loshon Giftis, Giftim, and Modis, Lemodim? It's a Megillah Psula, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he could write the Megillah only in Loshon Yevonis. So the Chacham is Muchach here from the Sugi. That the Kiyum of Mitzvah's Kriyas HaMegillah, it's not Tolui in the Chalois Shem Sefer of the Megillah's Hester. Two separate halachos. The Hainu could be that the Megillah has a Din Sefer. What I mean Sefer, I mean Kisvei HaKodesh, it has Din Kisvei HaKodesh, and it's Mitame Sayodayim, like all Kisvei HaKodesh. But in that Yoytze Doi Choyvo, in Mitzvahs, Kriyas HaMegillah. That Mitzad Echot, Mitzad Sheini, could be the opposite. That Midin Kisvei HaKodesh, you don't have here a din sefer of this Megillah. It's not a kosher sefer of Kisvei HaKodesh, and it's not Metame Sayodayim. But you still yoytze the choyvo of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Mimele, according to Chachomim, that what comes out here, at any chename, sforim, you could write the sforim b'chol loshoim. It says in the Mishneh, in the Chesamud Beis. But kiyum mitzvah kriyas hamegile, you can't be mekayim in mitzvah b'chol loshoim. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, fakert, we see here that in a case that we don't have a din sefer, we don't have a din kisvei hakodesh and the Megillah, it's written giftis, but it's a kosher Megillah. It's a kosher Megillah that yoytze the choyvo. Whoever read the Megillah, kuparim giftim. But lichoyre, still tzorich iyun here. We have to understand what's the mile of Rav Shimon Gamliel and Chachomim. That we still don't understand. What's the mile of Rav Shimon Gamliel and Chachomim? If Rav Shmuel want to say that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you could read the Loshon Yevonis since Yevonis has a Din Sefer, So since a Yevonis has a Din Sefer, has a Din Kisvei HaKodesh, Mimele, you could read even whoever doesn't understand Loshon Yevonis, right? That's the whole purpose of Loshon Yevonis to quote Rav Shimon, because Yevonis has a Din Sefer. No. So it's still Shver. No, but according to Chachomim, B'chol Loshon also has a Din Sefer. If the Megillah is written B'chol Loshon, it has a Din Sefer. If it has a Din Sefer, so why, whoever doesn't understand, the language is not Yoytze. That's still Shver. So we have to see here the Gemara and the Fches and the Ftes. The Gemara has a kasha from a braisa. Ureminu. Mikro shekos v'itargum. V'itargum shekos v'imikro. Loshon mikro is when it says Amtira Loshon Ashuris. So he wrote it in Loshon Targum, Loshon Aramis. In Targum, when it says Loshon Aramis in Torah, he wrote it in Loshon mikro. What's the case we have in the Torah? Targum. So the Gemara is the writer, and Rashi here. Igar Sarduso, when Lovan said Igar Sarduso, that's a Targum of Galid. So instead of writing Igar Sarduso, he wrote Galid. So Kaponim, it says here, Eine mitame sayadayim, ad shichtevenu b'ktav ha-shuris, al ha-sefer b'dioi. So the Gemara brings up, says here, that it's against the Mishnah. The Kula Alme. Here it says in the Braise, that if you wrote Milosh in Targum, it's not mitame sayadayim. If it's not mitame sayadayim, ha-kochach ha-dolaz v'nav v'din ha-kis v'ha-kodesh. And the Mishnah, it says that kol it ha-chochomi b'chol lo-shoin, and kol it ha-pshim gamliel, he could write a sefer to yireh b'loshin nivonis. That's a stira of the Gemara. Maskonos ha-Gemara is that this braise is talking about o-megile. El aloi kashe, kan o-megile, kan mesforim. Megile ma-itayme, the Gemara says, what's the case in Megillah that it was Targum? The Gemara says, we have two words. Venishma, Pisgom HaMelech, Pisgom, it's Loshon Targum. And Cholano Shimitnu, Yekor Lebalein, Yekor, it's also Loshon Targum. COVID. Akoponim, it says in the Gemara, what it says here in the Braise, that it's not Metame, Sardaim, you have to write the Megillah only in Loshon Ashuris, it's talking about a Megillah. And what's the mile of the Megillah more than Sha'ar Sforim? Or the whole Tanakh? So the Gemara says, you have a drosh. Dichtibo kichsovom vechilishoinom. So it says here, kichsovom vechilishoinom, you have to write the Megillah only in Loshon HaKodesh, Loshon Ashuris. So Toysa says, this starts with a kasha. Right away, who's the mandomar of this braise? Vikoshe. Derech braise keman. At this braise it says you have to write the Megillah only in Loshon HaKodesh keman. Lo ikir Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo ikir Rabbonon. Why? Dei Rabbonon imkein havelei lemitne nisin Megillah gabi tefillin umezuzes shein ichtovin ela ashuris. If we're going to say that this man d'omar of the braise it's Rabbonon of the Mishneh, that Megillah you have to write only in Loshon HaShuris, so it's from the Mishneh. Chachom said in the Mishneh. Ein bein, what was any svarim let tefillin umezuzes? Svarim you could write b'chol loshon and tefillin umezuzes only loshon ashuris. And if also megillah you have to write loshon ashuris, so let's chachon you have to send the mishnah also megillah and together with tefillin and mezuzes. So it can't be that this braise is chachomim. And al kochoch according to chachomim, you could write the megillah also b'chol loshon. That's coming. That what Tosfos says here. So this goes weiter. So let's say maybe it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. No, Sharei. Look me, took me. Why Sharei? Who mati Raf Yevonis? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said he could write also Yevonis. Then look me, maybe going to say that Hanem Mile b'Shear Sforim, but the Megillah Moedi sheTzorich Hashuris. Maybe let's say the quote of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel when he says in the Mishneh, Rabbi Shimon is talking about Shear Sforim, the whole Tanakh, but Sheiken, Megillah, maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is worried that Megillah could write only in Loshon Ashuris. So he says, no, say, hey, no, because we just saw Rabbi Shimon just said in our Sugim, that the quote of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Laz Yevoni Lakol Kosher. So Rabbi Shimon said that the quote of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he could write the Megillah in Loshon Yevonis. So it says that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you also could write the Megillah Loshon Yevonis. So this braise says, the loy keman, according to Chachomim, for sure we could write the Megillah b'chol loshon. I think it was Medayik from the Mishneh, because it doesn't say also Tefillin and Mezuzas and Megillah. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, we saw the Gemara Rav Shmuel say that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Megillah, he could write a Megillah and Loshin Yevonis. So it's the story of Al-Kochok, we have to say, Al-Kochok Tzuch Leimah, שזה המתרץ here, the מתרץ in here, נגמור ידפטס, יזכוי לכאן רב שמואל. אין סויבר די רב שמואל גמליאל, כל כך עושה די רב שמואל די לקמון, אלא סויבר לי די רב שמואל גמליאל, להיטר ומגיל אלא אשוריס, ונחסיב ברוק, יחסר ואו מכי לשאול. So says, this is, אין לך מיהר והחלויקס, the תרץ in here, the גמורה, with רב שמואל, in the סוגי נדף יתחס. The תרץ in here holds that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he could write the Megillah only, only in Loshon Ashuris, and that this Brice is Rav Shimon Gamliel. And what it says in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel was Matir, Loshon Yevonis, it's only in Shear Tanach. But Masha'enken, in Megillah, it says, Chisom Mechilishoinom. And Masha'enken, Rav Shmuel say no. According to Rav Shmuel, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that he could write the Megillah also in Loshon Yevonis. So according to the sugya here, the tarzan here and daftis. So here we have a machloikis. Chachomim and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Tosfos just said that according to Chachomim, you could write the Megile also in Michol Loshen. You could write the Megile in Michol Loshen. And according to Rabshim Gamliel, no, the Tarzan holds that he writes the Megillah only in Loshon Ashuris. So according to Chachomim, what the Chachomim hold from the drosha of Kichsov Amichli Shoinom? We have a drosha Kichsov Amichli Shoinom. So the Chorin of Shad is that here, that's the Makor that Chachomim say that Bechol Loshon. B'chol Loshon is not Yoitze. Even though that the Megillah has a Din Sefer, the Megillah has a Din Kisei HaKodesh, because Chachomim say that the Sforim Nichtovim B'chol Loshon, and it's going also on Megillah, like this is just said now. But Af Al Pi Ken is not Yoitze, because we remind from Kichsova Mechilishoinom that only a Megillah that is written B'loshon Ashuris, so Yoitze Yedichoivo. Even if you don't understand the language. Masha'enken, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we learn from Kirsom Echlishoinom that you have to write the Megillah only in Loshon Ashuris. So, Boifel Shenoimar, that we have, the Machloik is here, Tanikame, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is what we learn from the Miut of Kirsom Echlishoinom. According to Chachomim, the mute Kirsom Chilshoinom, it's a mute in the Kriye of Kriya Samegile. Even though that Megile has a Din Sefer, we have a Megile that's written Giftis. And it has a Din Sefer, because Sforim Nichtoim Bechol Loshon, but it says Zian Kirsom Chilshoinom, that in that Yoitze, only if you understand the language. That's what it says Zian Kirsom Chilshoinom. And that's the reason why it says in the Mishneh, in Daf Yudches, in Yitzayin Yudches, that only modis le modi. Why not modis le avonim? Because it says kichsam mechilishoinom. So we learn here it's a din in the kriya. Masha'enken, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, no kichsam mechilishoinom it's a din in ksivas hamegile. That hamegile that even though that kol sforim no kol Rav Shimon Gamliel could write the sforim in loshim yevonis. Masha'enken in ksivas hamegile. The Megillah is not B'tayim Eser Adayim, because now Jesus says that this Braise is Rav Shimon Gamliel. And it says in the Braise that Megillah is B'tayim Eser Adayim only if the Megillah is written in Loshon Ashuris. Dehainu, it's a din B'tayim Eser Adayim, it's a din of Kisei HaKodesh. If it doesn't have a din of Kisei HaKodesh, it's not B'tayim Eser Adayim. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we're learning from the drosha of Kichsom Echlishoinom, if it's, it has that you have to write the Megillah in Loshon Ashuris, and it should have a din sefer. If it's not written in Loshon Ashuris, it doesn't have a din sefer. So that's the choyra here, according to the Tarzan in Daf Tes. But according to Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel hold את נור, כולו את רבשים גמליאל, כל הספורים, you could write בלושן יבוניס, and also, also the מגילה, מגילה ססר, you could write בלושן יבוניס. אז לכוי ראה, it's still שווה, הכל איתו רבי שמואל, if רבי שמואל say, that הכל איתו רבשים גמליאל, you could write the מגילה בלושן יבוניס, and therefore, יויצא, the מגילה, even if you don't understand the לושן, yeah? So what's enough kemine between why according to Chachomim that midim kisvei hakodesh if you, the Megillah is written b'chol loshon, Megillah is written b'chol loshon, it has a din of kisvei hakodesh, yeah, it has a din of kisvei hakodesh, but inat yoytze d'yuchov av kriyas haMegillah. We said why am I saying inat yoytze d'yuchov according to Chachomim even though it has a kisvei hakodesh? Because that we're learning from kichsam b'chilishoylam. It's a din of kriyas haMegillah. That to be yoytzi yichov as kriyas haMegillah has to be written in kichsam b'chilishoylam. If it's not kichsam b'chilishoylam, modis legiftim, nimele inat yoytzi yichovo. So what's enough kemin between Rabashim Gamliel legabi Yevonis? In Yevonis, the kolt Rabashim Gamliel has a din sefer. And Rabbi Shmuel said that kolt Rabashim Gamliel, if it has a din sefer, nimele yoytzi yichovo, even if you don't understand the lashon, Yevonis la kol kosher. So what's the difference? Why is it? Why according to Chachomim? Why according to Chachomim? We learn from the drasha of Kirsam Chishon, even though it has it in Sefer, inat yoytzei dechoyvo. And why according to Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, we say, if it has it in Sefer, imele yoytzei dechoyvo, even if you don't understand the language. What's the pshat? So lichoyre, the pshat is that choluk the din. Kol ha-leshoynes, that's the shite of Chachomim, from Loshen Yevonis according to Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. Dehainu, it's not a pshat that Chachomim say that the Megillah, you can write the Sforim b'chol Loshen, and Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel said, you know what, the second language here, it's you can write only Loshen Yevonis. The pshat is that according to Chachomim, that you could write the Sforim b'chol loshon, and Shalit, there's no din loshon. Nimele, you could write the Sforim b'chol loshon. According to Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, the pshat is that he holds that loshon Yevonis has a din of loshon Ashuris. It has the same din. And the Gemara brings in Daftes on the call for that. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, matam Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, that you could write that you write the Sforim only in Loshon Yevonis, Omar Kro, in Testament Beis, Omar Kro, Yavta Lekim Li Efes, Dvorav Shel Efes, Yiyu Bo Lishem. So we have a drosh. Dvorav Shel Efes, Yiyu Bo Lishem, that you can write the Sforim also in Loshon Yevonis. So the pshat is that, so according to Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, we have a drosh, that Loshon Ashuris has a Loshon Yevonis has a din of Loshon Ashuris. It has the same din. Mashiach ken according to Chachamim, b'chol Loshon Kosher, because it doesn't have a din Loshon. Well, Mashiach ken Rav Shmuel Gamliel, it has a din Loshon. It's a din Ashuris. And din Yevonis, it's kosher. Why? Because you have a drosha. The din Ashuris has a din like, din Yevonis has a din like Ashuris. And this word is mefurash here in the Rach, and in our sugya. Rach says here in Daf Yitches, after he brings Rabbi Shmuel, "Vali b'di Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, d'om ha'rav esforim l'itiru shikosu elu yevonis, omru b'laz yevonis l'kol kosher." Says Rach vort, "Di yevonis l'Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel k'ashuris l'tanekame." It doesn't say "Di yevonis Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel k'chol loshoy l'tanekame." It could be that Yevonis, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, it could be it's like b'chol loshon l'tanekame. Tanekame is matir b'chol loshon, and Rabbi Shmuel said, "No, I'm not matir b'chol loshon. You could write the Megillah in loshon Yevonis." Says the Rach, "No, Yevonis, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, k'ashuris l'tanekame. The pshat is it has the same loshon, same din of loshon ashuris. That we have a drosh, a special drosh. Yafter likim liyefes that the Torah, you could write the Torah either." Ashuris or Yevonis, and Yevonis has the same din of Ashuris. Imele, the pshat is very good. הכל יותר חכמים, so we say like this, אין איך אינם מדין ספר, you could write, אדם מגילה, and ספרים בכל לושן, that means that it has a דין ספר, and the מגילה that's written בלושן גיפט is, it has a דין ספר, it's מטעם ישראל עדיין, what we're learning כחסום וכלישוינום, that's totally, לא שינה קוידש, נראה את זה למשנה, לא שינה קוידש, that's for sure, לכל כושר, even if you don't understand, what means, even we don't understand, איך השטורונים נער המוחים, well, you have to a few lines, מה שאין כן, שער לא שוין, שער לא שוין, חוי מסי, ודונים מחיסון וחלישוינום, התינת יו יצא ידי חויבו. דעת זה כל יותר חכומי. מה שאין כן, לכל תרבשים גם ליאל, since Ashuris has the same deen, since Yevonis has the same deen of Ashuris, so we can't say, התינת יו יצא ידי חויבו, in Yevonis, if you don't understand. Because Yevonis has the same din of Ashuris. And if an Ashuris is Yoitze de Choivo, even if you don't understand the lotion, Mimele also in Ashuris, Yoitze de Choivo, I'm sorry, also in Yevonis, Yoitze de Choivo, even if you don't understand the lotion. Because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the pshat is that Yevonis has the same din of Ashuris. If it has the same din, and that's the reason why you could write Sforim in Loshim Yevonis, because Yevonis had the same din of Ashuris. And if Ashuris, the Pshad is Yoytze Dechoyva, and if you don't understand the Loshim, in Meile Al-Kochoch, also Yevonis Yoytze Dechoyva. Mashiach, as in Meile Al-Kochoch, Rav Shmuel is saying, we not memait Loshim Yevonis if you don't understand the Loshim. So therefore, Loshim Yevonis, Lakoil Kosher. Why? Because it's exactly like Loshim Ashuris. מה שאין כן, according to החכומים, החכומים say, the Rosh is, the Torah is, תנך, you can write the Torah נביאים כסובים בכל לושוין, and בכל לושוין has a din sefer. So what we're saying here, in כסום וכלישוינום, that in that יויצה, קריאה סמגילה, when it's בכל לושוין. Because we're talking about all the לושוינס, not לושוין הקוידש. צדינים, בכל הלושוינס, בכל הלושוינס, that you could write, you could write them on the Nevi'im Ksuvim, but in that Yoytze Dechoyvo, if it's not written in Loshon HaKodesh, when you don't understand it. So the basic comes out, what's the pshat? Why, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Loshim Yevonis lakol kosher? Because what Rav Shimon Gamliel, Loshim Yevonis has a din of Loshim Ashuris. So let's go back to the Gemara in Daf Tes. Tosfos said that we have a machlokes, the Tartzen and Rav Shmuel. According to Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel said that Leshitas Rabban Shim Gamliel Loshin Yevoni Lakol Kosher, and you could write the Megile and Loshin Yevoni. That's what it says here in the Gemara. Mashenki the Tartzen Beer, he said that the Braise, it says in the Braise that the Gemara said it's talking about the Megile, and the Megile is not Metame Sayodayim Ad Shikhtevenu Beloshin Ashuris. So it says that Megile is not Metame Sayodayim. And he said, who's that man, the Omar? It's talking according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Tosfos said, "Yeah, machlokes. Yeah, machlokes. The Tartzen Daf Tes and Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shmuel in Daf Yud Ches. According to the Tartzen Daf Tes, B'shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel, what it says in Kichsom Mechlishoynom, what it says Kichsom Mechlishoynom, Shari is that you could write the Megile only in Loshon Ashuris." You could write the Megillah, and Megillah that's written in Loshon Yevonis doesn't have a din Megillah, because it says in the Braise that Megillah that's written in Loshon Yevonis, it's not Metame Sayodayim. See, if it says it's not Metame Sayodayim, Pshat doesn't have a din Megillah, a din Sefer. That's the Tartzen. And Mashiach can call it to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, they say, Al-Kut Rav Shmuel for sure has a din Megillah. So what's the Machloik? So what's the Machloik is the Tartzen and Rabbi Shmuel. So could be that the machlokes is help to understand the ribui that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel could write the Torah also in Loshon Yevonis. What's the pshat? So we say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel say that Loshen, how Rach explained here, Loshen Yevonis has a din of Loshen Ashuris. That's only Rabbi Shmuel. The Tartan in Daf Tes, he holds that we're learning from Yafta Lekimni Yefes that we have another Loshen. Not because Loshen Yevonis has a din of Loshen Ashuris. No, Loshen Yevonis has a din of Bechol Loshen that Anekame has. But Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds, since it says Yafta Lekimni Yefes, so we're learning here that he could write the second language that he could write the Torah, it's Loshen Yevonis. That's what we're learning here from Yafta Lekimni Yefes. But Loshen Yevonis, it's not that Loshen Yevonis has a din of Loshen Ashuris. It's another Loshen. So Yahya Melech Loikis and Shitas Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that he could write the Torah Bechol Loshen. What's the pshat? Rabbi Shmuel hold that the pshat in Shittas Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel is that Loshen Yevonis has a din of Loshen Ashuris. Masheke the Tartan, he holds no. The pshat is that Loshen Yevonis, it's another language. If it has a din of another Loshen, Mimele he could say when it says Kichsovam Vechilishoinom. So here the Megillah is coming to be Mamaet, and he can write the Megillah Beloshen Yevonis. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that they understood that Loshen Yevonis has the same din of Loshen Ashuris. So we can't say that Kichsovam Vechilishoinom Mamaet Loshen Yevonis. It has the same din of Loshen Ashuris. How the Rach is explained Rabbi Shmuel. Mashenke, according to the Tartan Daftes, he owed Loshen Yevonis has a din of another Loshen. But he could write either Loshen HaKodesh, Loshen HaShuris, or Loshen Yevonis. If it has a din of another Loshen, Mimele, Kichsavam, Bechilishoylam, could be Bemaet, and he can write a Megile, Loshen Yevonis. And if he wrote a Megile, Loshen Yevonis, doesn't have a din sefer, and it's not Metame Sayedai. So he, and you have here Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah. It's very interesting. Here in the beginning of the Perek, Rambam brings the Shita Rabbi Shmuel that Loshen Yevoni Lakoil Kosher. ופירושו כך, עברי שקרו תרגום בכל לושן לא יוצא חוץ מלושן יבוני. בכל לושן לא יוצא חוץ מלושן יבוני. סייז דרמם, ומה שנשתם ללושן יבוני משאר הלשוינויס? רמם, קודם אקספלין, what's the mile of לושן יבוני משאר הלשוינויס? Why לושן יבוני, even if you don't understand, you know it's it. סייז דרמם, like this, if you should have move on אצלו, they understood לושן יבוני, הלוי תירה, מה שאומר ומה שקודם, אף בספורים לא יתירו שיקוסבו אלו יבוניס. Right, that's רושים גם ניאל לנדף חס. אף בספורים לא יתירו שיקוסבו אלו יבוניס. והטעם, מפני שהם פירשו התוירו בלושן יובון את תלמי המלך. Yeah, they were מפרש את התוירו, the Gemara brings, the end of this. For תלמי, הם עוז בלושן יבוניס. ונספרסמו אצלום אוי סוהר התוקו. They had a copy of the, whatever they wrote, תלמי. עד שהויסו אצלום אויסו ילושוין כמוי לשוינום. It was so famous that and because of this copy, the לושן יבוניס was like לשוינום, what he was speaking, וכאילו הויסו אשוריס, וכן אומר, לושן יבוני לכל כושב. It says in the Rambam, what's the whole chat? That what's the pshat? Why? Manishtano? Loshen Yevoni from all the Shoinois? Says the Rambam, because Loshen Yevoni, after the whole story of Talmai HaMelech, it was so famous, the Loshen, everybody understood? Mimele, so now it has a din of Loshen Ashuris. And therefore, Loshen Yevoni in a Kolikosho, because it has a din of Loshen Ashuris. So, Tzorichil. First of all, the Rambam has hoshkel teira and whole pshat, but the Gemara says it's not a pshat. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, my time in the Rabbi Shim Gamliel. So Rabbi Yochanan said, why? Yafta lekim liyefes. I know there is a drashe. Second of all, and the Rambam is a pele. We say that, Teinach, after the story, but who led the Zkenim in the time of Talmi HaMelech to write a teira, Loshen Yevonis? Rama says, since after the mice of Talmai Nisparsa, they got the copy of the Sefer Torah. Say that was afterwards. But what was Bishas At the time of the story, who led the Zkenim to write the Torah in Loshon Yevonis? So you can see the Rambam like this. The Torah Yevon here and the Mishnah in Daf Ches. Yes, two pshat here. The first pshat, he's saying like this. It's also Meduik in Loshon Mishnah. Rabbi Shugam Leib Leimer, Af Besforim Lo Hitiru Sheikosvu Ele Yevonis. It's much more here in Loshon that we have an Isu. Lo Hitiru Sheikosvu Ele Yevonis. You have also an Isu to write the Torah in Bechol Loshon. So said the Torah Yevon, what's the pshat? We have an Isu to write the Torah in Bechol Loshon. Yeah, we're learning it from Yafta Lekim Leyefes. For that Roshi Gufe, we know that since the Torah was matim to write, the writer of Torah B'chol Oshoin, to write the Torah B'chol Oshoin Yevonis, so it's mashma that B'chol Oshoin, it's also to write the Torah. And he said it's similar to the Roshi of the Isur and the Gemara and the Gittin Daf Samach, that you're not allowed to write the Torah Megilo. You can write the Torah, how the Torah was, we got the Torah, the whole Torah, Torah Chasumo, or Kopani if Megilo Nitno. But the Maaseh today, when the Torah is finished, he could write only the whole Sefer Torah. So he says, so it's also, we have an issue to write the Torah in the Loshon, besides Loshon Yevonis and Loshon Ashuris. So in Meile, it could be like this. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon said, "Lo yitiru shikosvu elo yevonis." Upshalis, we had a heter to write the Torah on Loshon Yevonis, and this heter we learned from Yaf Elokim LeYefes. So, from the beginning, Loshon Yevonis had a din of another Loshon, Enechanami, but the Torah was matir to write the Torah in Loshon Yevonis, and that was the reason why the Zkenim had the heter to write the Torah to Talmai Amelech. Because we have here a drosh of Yafta Lekim Leyefes. After the mice of Talmei HaMelech, and I'm right, Nisparsem Oysa Atoko, and they understood well the Loshon Yevonis, and it was like Lishognom, now it got Loshon Yevonis, got a din of Loshon Ashuris. It was something was later. It wasn't from the beginning. From the beginning, Loshon Yevonis had a Loshon Yevonis. After the story of Talmei HaMelech, now it got Odin Loshon, a Loshon Ashuris. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking after the Maise. Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking after the Maise of Talmei HaMelech, right? That was before. So today, Bizman Rav Shimon Gamliel, everybody knew Loshon Yevonis. Mimele, so said Rav Shimon Gamliel, Loshon Yevonis has a din of Loshon Ashuris. So therefore, if Loshon Yevonis has a din of Loshon Ashuris, Mimele, so today, if we write the Megillah in Loshon Yevonis, it's considered Loshon Ashuris, and even if you don't understand Loshon Yevonis, you'd say the Choyvo, because Loshon Yevonis has a din of Loshon Ashuris. But when it got the din of Loshon Ashuris? Only when everybody understood Loshon Yevonis. So comes out, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel and Nafkemini, what was from the time of Anshe Knesset HaGdoilo until the time of Talmei HaMelech. Talmei HaMelech was in the middle of Bayis Sheni. We had maybe 200 years. What was at that time before the Maase of Talmei HaMelech? Before the Maase of Talmei HaMelech, the heter to write the Torah in Loshon Yevonis, we had. That we learned from Yafta Lekim Leyefes. But it didn't have a din of Loshon Ashuris. Why? Because that happened only after the Maase of Talmei HaMelech. So it comes out that it didn't have a din Loshon Ashuris. So what it says, so it comes out according to Rav Shimon Gamliel now, what it says in the Megillah, Kichsovam v'chilishoinom, and we have a mute. What was the mute of Kichsovam v'chilishoinom? The mute was a Loshon Yevonis. That even though that he could write the Megillah in Loshon Yevonis and has a din sefer, but he not yoytze dechoyv, if you don't understand. Because it doesn't have a din of Loshon Ashuris. Because It was before the Ma'ase of Talmai. Today, we after the Ma'ase of Talmai HaMelech, Imele had gathered in Loshon HaShuris. Ah, if it has the Din Loshon HaShuris, Loshon HaShuris Yoytze, even if we don't understand the Loshon. Or Shekin, Shear Loshon, is that the Kulit Rabshim Galei was Shaykh, and Loshon Yevoni, Loshon Yevoni, before the Ma'ase of Talmai HaMelech, after the time of Anshik Nesas HaGdolo, Imele, here we had a problem. We had Loshon Yevonis, and it's a Sefer. Mitzad Sheni, it says that you're not Yoytze Dechoivo if you don't understand the Loshon. So here and here, according to the Rambam, because what's the nafkimine in between Shitas Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel? If the pshat is that when everybody understands Loshon Yevonis after the Ma'aseh of Talmai HaMelech, it has now the God of Din Loshon Ashuris. So lechayr, let's say also according to Chachamim, according to Chachamim, Megil, all Sfarim b'chol Loshon. If you can write the Sfarim b'chol Loshon. So now we said, Kichsam v'chirishonim is that whatever it's not Loshon HaKodesh, whatever it's not Loshon HaKodesh, so if you don't understand, you can't read it, you're not Yoytze D'Chayvo. But after the Ma'aseh of Talmai HaMelech, let's say like how the Rambam explained, so the Loshon Yevonis got a din of Loshon Ashuris because everybody understands the Loshon. So maybe you could say that according to Chachomim, from the beginning, there was no Maile of Loshon Yevonis. There wasn't a Maile of Loshon Yevonis. Because the Torah was, from the beginning, you could write the Torah b'chol Loshon. So now, that's poshut. Everybody's going to stand English. So it's not going to have Din Loshon HaKodesh. What Rambam says, everybody understands the Loshon, has Din Loshon HaKodesh. It's only when the Torah said, you could write the Torah Loshon Yevonis. So the Tira said he quoted the Tira Loshon Yevonis. Now Loshon Yevonis has a mile of a Loshon. So when everybody understands Loshon Yevonis, Emele has a din of Loshon Ashuris. Mashiach, it's time of language that everybody is going to stand down the language. It's not going to have a din of Loshon HaKodesh. So Emele, according to Chachomim, there wasn't, Bichlal, from the beginning, there wasn't a mile on Loshon Yevonis. Emele, if there wasn't a mile on Loshon Yevonis, so it's not going to... It's not going to be Loshon HaKodesh when everybody's going to speak in Loshon Yevonis. Masha'enkein, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that there was a special drosha, Yafta Lekim Liyefes, there is a heter to write a Torah in Loshon Yevonis. So maybe here, when everybody understands Loshon Yevonis, it has also a din of Loshon Ashuris. So Lemaise, whatever we said now, that's in Shitas HaToisves. How Tosis says that according to Chachomim in the Mishnah, Chachomim that are Cholek and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Chachomim say that Sforim Nichtovim B'chol Loshon, so it's also, you could write the Megillah B'chol Loshon. You could write the Megillah B'chol Loshon, that Tosis says. What Tosis brought a guy? Who said you could write the Megillah B'chol Loshon? Because Tanakame doesn't say, Ein Ben Sforim Letfilin Mezuzis U'Megillah. The Chachomim that Tanakame has to say, that also Megillah and Mezuzah and Tefillin, you can write B'shar Loshon, only Loshon Ashuris. And since Tanakame doesn't say Megillah, Sal Kochoch, Tanakame holds, you could write Megillah B'chol Loshon. And therefore, says Tosfos, and we can't say that this Braise, that the Megillah is not Metames Hayodaim, only if it's written B'loshon Ashuris, it can't be Tanakame. But the Ramban is cholek on this Tosfos, because there's a whole shaila here. The Ramban he brings Loshon Rashi, and it's also meduk in Rambam that what's going to be of the heter koyri noisel le'azuis belaz. The Ram brings the Ramban, the one in Chidushim. If someone understands also Loshon HaKodesh and he understands giftis. And the Megillah is written in Beloshon giftis. If it's Yoytze Dechoivo. So he brings Rashi, I don't know where is the Rashi, he brings Rashi, and Rambam, for sure, Rambam says, whoever understands Loshon, you talk about giftis, let's say, so it's Yoytze Dechoivo. And Rambam doesn't write that only if he doesn't understand Loshon HaKodesh. So it's mashma, it's enough, if he understands the language, it's Yoytze Dechoivo. So says the Ramban, that Lichoyre, he says, can't be. Because he says, לכולי אלמה, סדר רמה, לכולי אלמה, when I'm a gile, as written בשאר לא שוין, it doesn't have עודין סייפר. He says, לא ניתנו לי קונסב. I'm a gile, לא ניתנו לי קונסב. He says, even according to Tanekame, Tanekame holds that ספורים נכתובים בכל לא שוין, but that's besides מגילה. So in Meile, says the Rabban, if it's not Yoitz, if it doesn't have a Din Sefer, so what's the heter, if someone understands Loshon HaKodesh, what's the heter that he could read the Megillah from Giftis, even though we understand Giftis? But Giftis is not a Sefer. And if the Megillah is written Loshon HaKodesh, it has a Din Sefer. So the Rabban, therefore the Rabban is Choylek, Rabban is Choylek and Rambam, Rashi, and the Rabban says that it was, he says, Bekoishi Itiru, he says it was a special takone. When a Megillah is written Meloshon Giftis, it doesn't have a Din Sefer, Bekule Alme, says the Rabban. And Bekoishi Itiru, why the Chachoyim Romatir to read a Megillah from a Megillah that doesn't have a Din Sefer? He says, because since the whole reason of Kriyas Megillah is Pirsum Nisa, and he doesn't understand Loshon HaKodesh, he does not understand the Nes. So therefore, there was a special heter that he could read the Megillah when it doesn't have a Din Sefer. Mashiachin, someone that understands Loshon HaKodesh, Michateisa, he didn't get this heter to read the Megillah from a Megillah that doesn't have a Din Sefer. So that's Yitas Ramban. Oh, but Lichoyre, what the Ramban is going to answer Antoisis Kashi. So comes out that the Ramban is learning that there's no machloikis. The Ramban says everybody's moide. Everybody's moide that he can't write a Megillah in Loshon Giftis. And it doesn't have a Din Sefer. It doesn't have a Din Sefer. What's the Mekor for that? The Ramban is learning that we have this Brais. The Ramban made some answer. What does Brais say? What it says here in the Gemara, that it's not Megillah is not Metamis Hayodayim. Megillah is not Metamis Hayodayim because it says Kichsova Mechilishoinom. So the Rabban understood it's talking also according to Tanekame. So Mele, he has the Kashi. If it's Metamis Hayodayim, so Al-Kochu doesn't have a Din Sefer. Mele, whoever understands Loshon HaKodesh, he doesn't have a heter to read from Megillah that doesn't have a Din Sefer. But Tosis had a Hechrech to say that we can't say that according to Chachomim, you have to write Megillah Beloshon Ashuris. What was the Hechrech? Because if Chachomim hold that the Megillah you have to write only Beloshon Ashuris, so in the Mishle should say, Eim Esforim Tfilin Numezuzes Megillah. That Esforim Tfilin Numezuzes Megillah Nichtovim Beloshon Ashuris. That was the Hechrech of Tosfos. The Mishle doesn't say that according to the Tanakam, you have to write the Megillah Beloshon Ashuris, like Tfilin no Mezuzes. So we call it this tiny, it's a Kasha and a Ramban. The Ramban says, you know, also according to Chachomim. Also according to Chachomim, if you write the Megillah Beloshon Giftis, it doesn't have a Din Sefer. So you can answer the Pshat, try this bullshit. When it says here, Eime Yisrael Tfilin no Mezuzes, yeah? Tefillin u'mezuzos einan nichtovis elo ashuris. What's the pshat? That if you write a tefillin, yeah, b'loshon yevonis, b'loshon giftis, so it's possible. The tefillin is possible. Tefillin k'shairim, it's only if it's written b'loshon ashuris. If you write the tefillin b'loshon yevonis, b'loshon giftis, it's possible. It's not tefillin. Mele, so Tanakami can write here also Megillah. Lo midin sefer, says the Ramban, midin sefer. Also according to Tanakami, if you write the Megillah, Beloshon Yevonis, Beloshon Giftis, doesn't have a din sefer. So why we don't write here also Megillah, Tfilin Nevzusu Megillah? Because the Megillah, even though that it doesn't have a din sefer, you can still read from the Megillah. So it has a din Megillah. It's not possible. It doesn't have only a Din Sefer, but it's a Megillah Kshero. You can read from the Megillah. A Gifti can read from a Megillah that's written in Giftis. A Modi can read from Modis. So if it has a Din Megillah, the Mishnah can't write, and also Tfilin and Megillah. Tfilin Mezuzah is that it's written Beloshon, Shal Shoinois. It's possible. Mashiach and Megillah, even though it doesn't have a Din Sefer, but it's a Megillah Kshero. So really that's a machlokes here of the Ramban and Tosfos, and when the Ran is coming to answer the whole Shitas Ramban, coming to Miyash and Miskasha, so basically he holds that it sounds much more in the Loshon, that the Oilom, it has a Din Sefer. The Oilom, even if you write the Megillah, Mishal Lashon, it has a Din Sefer. But what we learn, that you need to understand the Loshon, Imele says the Ran, so who cares if he understands also the Loshon HaKodesh? The whole, the tiny of the Ramban was, since that, or if the Megillah is written in Loshon HaKodesh, has a Din Sefer. And if it's written, B'chol Loshon doesn't have a Din Sefer, and it was a special takone to read the Megillah, whoever doesn't understand Loshon HaKodesh can read the Megillah that's written B'chol Loshon. Imele, if he understands Loshon HaKodesh, he doesn't have a heter to read the Megillah from Megillah that doesn't have a Din Sefer. It's a special takone that he could read the Megillah from Megillah that doesn't have a Din Sefer. Mashenke, the Ran says, no. Every Megillah has a Din Sefer. It's only a Din that if you don't understand the Loshon, you need to read it. So if he understands also Loshon HaKodesh and also Loshon Yevonis Modis, so what's the problem? He'll be Yotzei D'Choyvo.